Well, it's a great pleasure to be here today with you. We have Lori Kartunen with us, and thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed and telling us a little bit about your take on the field of language technology and what's exciting and been fun for you and over the years. Could you maybe say something about how you got into this field?
Oh, it's kind of difficult to pinpoint it. In linguistics, I've actually had two careers. Ah. I started out as a semanticist. Mm-hmm. I wrote my dissertation on problems of reference and syntax, and I invented a term that then became very widely used called discourse reference. That was became then the theory of Irene Heim and Hans Kamp, who developed it further. Mm-hmm. Then I worked on presuppositions and implications, mm-hmm. and wrote about the theory of questions, the model theoretic semantics of questions. But I had been doing a little bit of computation already when I was a grad student, and I spent a year when I was writing my semantics dissertation in Santa Monica at the RAND Corporation, mm-hmm. where I worked with Martin Kay, who was one of the great pioneers of the whole field. But then I got my job in Texas, and I was just doing semantics for 10 years with nothing to do with computational things. Mm-hmm. But I was getting tired of this stuff, and I just accidentally got myself one of these early ARPANET accounts, and decided that I was going to do Finnish.
What year was that?
This was around 1978. Mm-hmm. I signed up to teach a course in computational linguistics, and of course knowing nothing about it at the time.
That's about what you learned, right?
That's what academic people do.
Absolutely.
And so I retaught myself to how to program, mm-hmm. and I taught myself Lisp. And then I came, I was organizing actually even a conference on parsing, and a lot of people came to it, including my old friends from RAND, which is Martin Kay and Ron Kaplan, who at the time were already at Park in California. And on came also a young graduate student from Finland by the name of Kimmo Koskenniemi. Mm-hmm. And we all kind of discovered that we all had an interest in morphology, and we all had been doing it. So I had built an analyzer for Finnish, mm-hmm. in Lisp, and Kimmo.
And what did it run on? What hardware?
A DEC machine, I think a DEC 10, DEC 20 or DEC 10, one or the other.